These four came in on a magic yellow horse.
Welcome. Brothers and sisters, welcome.
Thank you.
We have a couple of questions that we'd like to ask you about this place.
They won't be answered. Every one of them. I had a rousing speech of welcome. All the hell with it, I'll wing it. Well, we're all here because we want to be. We can all make a contribution by doing what you enjoy doing. There's food, shelter, friendship, and love here. There's no violence, none, no thought of it, only love. The speech goes something like that.
Beautiful. But does it mean anything?
Not yet. But we can give it meaning if we live by it. And we can only do that with people.
Lost Discs Radio.
They may get by, but their ignorance may keep them out of the colleges and the jobs they want.
Where the prankster won't find it. Just the cracked people lie. I don't think they will gangster my mind. I wanna take advantage of the opportunity, and it makes me another dance, oh my, my. I wanna take advantage of the opportunity, and it makes me wanna cry, wanna cry.
Yes, okay, Orpheus kicking off the top of the hour. The out of sight sounds of Orpheus for no apparent reason other than, man, we just had that record sitting around since last summer, and I've been looking for an opportunity to get on the air for you folks. Just got back from Orpheus off the MGM label, apparently from their second album, 1969. It's kind of an hour it's going to be, man, if you're just digging it with us here on April 21st. Right, of 2018, man. So we just missed the whole 420 situation, but there'll be plenty of that kind of action on deck for tonight. We're doing what we can. In the meantime, Joe Stax has decreed this as IPA Day.
I couldn't participate in 420, so I felt I should do something. Right. And by gosh, it's IPA Day. Now,
so this is a new thing. This is like your Festivus, Joe.
Indeed it is.
This should be the new thing now. You know, you get stoned on April 20th, man. The next day you get up, you just start, you're double fisting them. Why not? This could catch on. Like 30 years from now, man, everyone's going to be doing it. On the green downtown at Golden Gate Park, you know, everybody with their kegs. All right, so... Speaking of Golden Gate Park and the whole San Fran thing, we are going to go into a set that's a little West Coast oriented, and I guess that's because this first set is a little 420 reminiscent. Folks, you can be in touch with us, of course. Dr. Doc Brown is not here. He was supposed to be sitting in on the Skype patch, which is not working. Chesty is down for the count, man. She's just not making the scene. So no one's in the shotgun except it's just me and Joe tonight. Right, Joe? So don't get too hammered, man. You're doing the job of like two other people tonight.
Well, I'll try to hold up. Yeah.
All right. Well, in the meantime, you know this, LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Be in touch with us, folks. While you dig the out-of-sight sounds of Mother Earth. Lost Discs Radio.
There's a new world coming near, singing loud and clear. Revolution, feel that rumbling along the ground. It's a mighty sound. Revolution, it's the sound of the morning dove. People the good times roll.
and everybody was sitting around milling and grooving, you know, listening to music. We went downstairs and took one each. I went back upstairs and nothing seemed to happen. I thought, ah, these things are nothing. So I went back downstairs and I took another one. I took another one. I was eating them like candies. They kind of looked like jelly beans.
Lost Discs Radio.
Kids, Jimmy Knight here for Don's Drive-In, downtown on Flag Street, home of the best food in town. Well, actually, the food isn't very good, but it is the best in town, and if you slip Donnie an extra 20, he'll be sure to pad your pockets with a pack of 420. Hey, that'll keep you munching all night long, right, kids? That's Don's Drive-In, downtown on Flag Street, home for the hungry teens.
Don's Drive-Ins.
Rockin' radio. And boy, did I get stoned. I got lost for 3 days and I was only a couple of blocks away from home.
Your name.
Eric and the Smoke Ponies on the Kama Sutra label, right? You know what I'm saying? Out of the spring of 1967, with I'll Give You More. Joe, talk to me.
Good Lord, man. That was like, what, 80 seconds long? Ridiculously short song. But great.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome stuff there. What do you and before that, we'll come back. We'll talk about that, Joe. Hang on. Before that, it was a curious little thing by Johnny and the Tornadoes. But in reality, it was Country Joe and the Fish under the pseudonym of Johnny and the Tornadoes. Oh, yes. It was Country Joe and the Fish with The World That We All Dreamed Of off the Gas soundtrack. That was a Roger Corman film out of 1970. Right off the AIR, the AIR, the American Pictures International Records label. Man, right off the soundtrack from Gas. From Gas, right? We kicked off the set with Mother Earth, also from a soundtrack from the United Artists release, that documentary Revolution. Okay? That's a whole nother story. You should check that out. But Revolution, one of those rare songs in 11. Speaking of songs in 11, I'm trying to get Dr. Doc Brown on the line, but when I put up the fader for the phone patch, I get this horrible echo. So I'm going to try it, Doc. Doc. Dr. Doc Brown. Can you hear me?
Say something.
Say something.
There's a delay.
There's a delay.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Doc.
Doc.
Okay.
Okay.
I think this isn't working. I can see. I have a little face of Dr. Doc Brown on my cell phone. And it looks like he's sitting there very seriously contemplating what he wants to say. But we can't hear his audio at all. Except I get a groovy echo on my voice when I put up his fader. He looks perplexed. And drunk at the same time. Wow, that's okay. Well, we got some kind of weird infinite regression loop going on here, and it's only adding to the psychotropic effect. Joe, why don't you tell us something about Eric and the Smoke Ponies, man?
Well, there's not a lot to be said about that. It's one single in the spring of '67 on the Kama Sutra label. Supposedly New Yorkers, and that, other than the fact that their one producer, a guy named John Lind, worked with Group Image and the New York Rock and Roll Ensemble,
yeah.
There's not a lot out there.
Yeah, all right, so a great one-off, non-charting record there. Before that, of course, I don't know, so I assume, Joe, that Country Joe McDonald, right, Country Joe and the Fish, they were under contract probably on the Vanguard label, which was their main stable.
Right, yeah.
But they got hooked up with Roger Corman to do some of the music in this film, and they had to appear on the soundtrack under a pseudonym. That's all I know.
That's genius, and right. Especially for the pseudonym. I love Johnny and the Tornadoes. You wouldn't... how un-Country Joe and the Fish.
Right.
And even more freakishly, there was another Johnny and the Tornadoes like 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
Johnny Mann, an arranger and composer, conductor, and the Tornadoes did a single called Breaker of Dreams, flipped with Chickaloo.
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. Unfortunately, that Johnny Mann was not dropping acid, though, like Country Joe and the guys. All right, so fine. All right, now look, we got to get into this next set because there's all kind of crazy crap going down, you know, around. By the way, somebody did email in here real quick. And so if wait, Dr. Doc Brown, since we can't get an audio, he's now holding up a piece of paper, and he's writing things on it on the screen. And he wants to say happy Record Store Day to all the guys and gals out there. And yes, he would give us the email address if he could. Doc, write down the email address on that paper and hold it up to the cell phone so I can read it to the people. Here comes Kevin, Wayne. Kevin's listening somewhere. We don't know his QTH. Wayne and Diana in North Carolina are out there digging it. Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, with, hey, a nice signal on 5130, right? You got some static, but a good copy nonetheless, and he's sending 73s out there. All right, so we are on the short wave tonight, folks, and they're getting us out in Minnesota. You better do it. It is Lost. He's got it. Doc has written it down. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. And y'all just better hang on to something. Yeah, it's going to be the out-of-sight sounds now of Captain Beyond. Lost Disc Radio.
A thousand days of yesterday, time since come and gone. A thousand days of yesterday's road goodbye so long. Tomorrow comes like wind blown cloud, a phantom of loop, the racing ground. Space has just been lost and found, yeah. I said soon, gonna awake my sleepy
Lost Disc Radio. All right. Enough for our next contestant. What is your name, sir?
Jack Friedman.
Will you step a little closer to the microphone, please? Right, what's the name again?
Jack Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman. And where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Well, welcome to Sense or Nonsense. Now, you have chosen for your category the sense of sound.
That's
right?
Yes.
Now, you know how we play. We're going to give you certain sounds to identify. And now, here is your first question. For $10, what is this sound? Now listen carefully.
Mm-hmm.
50s and the snickering 60s, when the world still knew how to laugh. Now and only now, from now on, KSL Records is proud to present 16 golden bits from comedy's fabulous past, recreated by the Laugh Masters, Volume 1. Imagine for the first time on one LP recording the voices of your favorite comedy records from the past. Thrillingly simulated in hypophonic stereo and high-impact Flimsigroove vinyl. Guaranteed not to tear. Remember Jose Jimenez in The Astronaut?
My name, Jose Jimenez, the astronaut.
Remember Bob Newhart in The Driving Instructor?
No, no, Mrs. Smith. What's that? You say you just made a left turn?
And who'll ever forget those golden goons, the goons?
Nettie, what's that on your face?
It's my trousers!
No!
Yes, these and 12 other comedy classics from the golden age of recorded laughter are yours and many, many more if you act now. And if you really act now, you'll receive in addition this incredible bonus, Volume 2 of the same record. You'll hear and laugh again at the Laugh Masters doing Mort Saul.
Right?
Shelley Berman.
Oh, really?
Nichols and May.
You're sick.
I know.
And that kooky Kennedy clan from the First Family.
And the rubber duck is mine.
You couldn't buy this amazing package of comedy memories at $100 or more, anywhere, anymore, if you act now. But for a limited time only, thanks to a recent antitrust ruling that comedians cannot have a monopoly on their own material, you can get 16 golden bits from comedy's fabulous past, volumes 1 and 2, for only pennies a day. Send blank check or money order to
Cash, Box 683, Mail Drop, Minnesota.
For quick handling, mark on envelope, not a bill or collection statement. You can tell it's KSL. We yell.
Thank you.
Creepy pop punk sounds now of the U.S. Males. And yes, that's going out to Todd. Yes, that see, normally you would hear that and you'd think, I don't know what that was all about. That doesn't apply to me. That applies to you, man. That's open up your heart from the U.S. Males. Yeah, and that's M-A-L-E-S. Get it, kids? U.S. Males. Okay, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio, you're going to hear that kind of thing off the Britannia label. Yes, I ripped that off the original 45, man, on the yellow vinyl. Who knows why they pressed it on yellow, golden vinyl, but we got the 45 out for you, man. Dug it out of the box, ripped it on the turntable, man, and before that it was Naz. Man, it was Todd Rundgren and Naz on the SGC record label. Yes, I ripped it right off the LP, the very LP that I got in the Lehigh Valley at the flea market for $3 back about 3 years ago. Right, and that was Wildwood Blues from Naz off their first album. Man, I'm just saying. Right, so those two right there, Naz and the U.S. Males, going out to Todd. Well, we had to dig deep, man. We're hitting a new low on that one, perhaps, Joe. I don't know. What do you say?
Well, I think I appreciate your sincerity. I think that was a really nice tribute to Todd with Todd Rundgren, of course, and the U.S. Males, Open Up Your Heart. Houston band, single.
Okay, Houston band. Right, Houston. And so that also ties in with what's-her-name who just passed away. Right, Barbara Bush. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out there just because we're on live contemporary. All right, so there's...
I'll have that.
Now you're all caught up in your current events, folks. Right, and before that, we were actually playing one for our pals Babs and Slick because that was the 5x5 covering Arthur Lee's 7 and 7 Is, right? Okay, that's on the Paula Records label. Yes, we have the LP. Hate to break it to you, folks. But I ripped that off the very vinyl LP on the Paula label. But when we kicked off the set with Captain Beyond, man, on the Capricorn label. Joe, they were some kind of a super group or something almost.
Yeah, kind of a sort of super group. The vocalist was from Deep Purple. The drummer had played with Johnny Winter. And the guitar player and bass player had been in Iron Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're kind of a mini sort of super group.
Yeah, Thousand
Love Iron Butterfly.
What was that? Thousand Days of Yesterdays, I think, was the name of the album. That's a pretty trippy album there from like 1971, I'm thinking. And yeah, man, the 5x5 covering Love's 7 and 7 Is. Who knew? And by the way, kind of a worthy version. I mean, nothing's going to ever replace the original on that, but I'm a little bit impressed with the 5x5, Joe.
I was really taken with that. That was a solid performance.
Yeah.
A killer song.
And those guys were out of where now? Because they hit the charts. They also covered Jimi Hendrix, right? And they hit the charts with
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they were bubble. Well, they made it up 52 on the U.S. chart with their cover of Fire.
Wow.
Believe that or not.
Yeah. All right, so look, I guess we better move it into our next set here pretty damn quick. And on the email, yes, we've heard in from Mr. Bill over at LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Oh, and by the way, we're supposed to put up the I forgot. On the fader could be Dr. Doc Brown. Doc?
Yeah.
We're getting a very poor audio from you now on the cell phone. So well, now's your chance to crack wise.
Well, poor audio for me is equal to awesome audio from just about anybody else. So.
Right. All right. Well, that's all you got for that. Are you enjoying the show tonight so far, Doc?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm on National IPA Day. I had the Rebel Juiced IPA going myself.
That's just everyone.
Yeah, man. Yeah, John, and by the way, John in Walpole, Mass. Has emailed in and also commenting on enjoying IPA Day now on the heels of 420. Let's just face facts. So we're glad to hear from him on that and everybody out there that's doing what they can do to round us into this last set, which is going to take us here to a guy named Lou Lawton, who, I don't know, some kind of a soul singer out of the South, I'm thinking. But he's somehow landed on the Capitol label with a little bit of Philadelphia dance craze action, folks. Yeah, it's going to be doing the Philly dog tonight. Lou Lawton.
Hey. There's a cat, a name of Willie. He just hit this town. Came up from North Philly.
Here's a chance to trade. I'm sorry.
What in the hell happened?
I'm sorry, my hand hit the mic. Housewives, here's a chance to trade in your old box for $150. Sounds like a great idea.
Lost Discs Radio.
You don't realize how wrong this really is.
Got a bird for the whistle. Honey got a bird, baby got a bird to say. Honey got a bird, mama got a bird to say. Without Karina, shut on me.
You don't get to sleep in hell either. You need sleep, just like you would now. Your body needs sleep. You never get to sleep. If you can imagine how that is, never sleeping.
Business is getting so bad. It's the worst year we've ever had.
Sprayed in white, the dealers in flight. Remember the days, the green grass at night.
The people work hand in hand to plan to clean up our land.
They take what they see, their trip is for free. Theirs is today, the green grass at night. Oh, I'm so lonely. Somebody show me my bed. Oh, I'm so lonely. Show
scratch my head. Eagle's flown me away to the green fields far across the bay. Lay in the mud with the fire and the blood. Thank God for the days, the green grass at night. Oh, I'm so lonely. Somebody show me my bed. Oh, I'm so lonely. Show me the green fields all bleached white. White and dead. Show me the green fields all bleached white and dead.
Generally speaking, would you say it's fair to say that our place is going to pot?
White keys play all around. Everybody's hearing your sound in town. Everybody's hearing your sound in town. Everybody wanna get the sound around. Sing sound around, sound around. Everybody wanna get the sound around. Sound around, sound around. Everybody wanna get the sound around. Now black keys, white keys play all around. Everybody's hearing your sound in town. Everybody's hearing your sound in town. Everybody wanna get the sound around. They sing sound around, sound around. Everybody wanna get the sound around. Sound around, sound around. Everybody wanna get the sound around. Loves me, and we're both just as happy as a 1, 2, 3. Now we're the people that you used to know. Oh, people, won't you tell me where you're gonna go to get the sound around, sound around? Tell me where you're gonna get the sound around, sound around, sound around. Tell me where you're gonna get the sound around. Gonna drive right down to the record store. Yeah, drive right down to the record store. Cause they got something that you're looking for. They got something that you're looking for. I call sound around, sound around. Everybody wants to get the sound around. Sound around, sound around. Everybody wants to get the sound around. Everybody wants to get the sound around.
William Truckaway. William Truckaway on the Reprise label. Yes, indeed, with Sound Around, right off his LP there, 1971-ish Action Again. Here for you tonight with Sound Around. And yes, driving down to that record store, it is record store. It was record store day today. Right, it's always the third Saturday in April, folks. Record store day. Did you drive, Joe? Did you get out to a record store today?
I did not. I was busily celebrating IPA Day.
Right. yes. Well,
I wasn't mopping the floor.
Indeed, indeed. We did not get out to a record store neither. Doc, we up at a record store today, man.
No, but I did drive by Merle's record rack in Orange.
Very late, good.
Just this evening.
Yeah, man. Were they open still?
No, the neon lights were still on, but as they say, the lights were on, but nobody was home.
Yeah, man. All right, so look, you've been digging it. Before that, it was Red Eye. Yes, Red Eye with Green Grass. Oh, and by the way, William Truckaway, we should say, was... He was affiliated with that group, the Sopwith Camel. Isn't that right, Joe?
That's correct. he's present and as a guitar player on the first their debut album, which was released on Kama Sutra.
Yeah, dig it, man. Anyway, Red Eye with Green Grass, before that on the Pentagram label. And of course it was King Biscuit Boy with Crowbar and his version of Karina, right? Following after the old Taj Mahal version, no doubt. He was there on the Paramount label. Kicked off that set with Lou Lawton doing the Philly Dog on Capitol. Yeah, man. That's what can I tell you? You should be over at rockandradio.com, man. That's where the boss man, Randy Tibbins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine, dares us to be in there every month with him. And the stepfather of Soul, Jason Stone, is in there with some out-of-sight sounds, as you can imagine, which is only followed up, of course, by the electrophonic sounds of Bri-Fi Phillips. Yeah, good old Brian Phillips, man. And of course, don't forget about that new show, Deep Album Tracks with Mark Brainerd.
Our new DJ.
Yeah. We certainly need some new talent around here.
Oh, yeah, over at rockandradio.com. That's where you'll find us with those guys. When you're not over at our website, lostdiscsradio.com. We're out of here, Joe. Good night.
Night, everybody.
Night, Doc.
Hey, good night.
Night, Weasley Steve.
Weasley Steve, wherever you are.